T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, 95.7, The Game. Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7, The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
What do you know? What do you know? We finally have a playoff matchup to talk about. Warriors and Spurs is how we get underway with Steve Kerr here in our 5 o'clock hour. Steve Kerr brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World, simply the best place to buy a mattress. Steve also joins us courtesy of the Bay Club. Get more at the Bay Club. More boxing, more pickup games, more laps in the pool. Visit Bay Club More for a 3-day pass to get started. Steve, thank you very much for joining us. As always, you know, NBA teams last night were all like bubble teams in the NCAA tournament, waiting to see where they're going to come up on the line, in which region, and it comes up you and Spurs on your line. Steve, what's the first thing you did? Who's the first person you called? Who was the first person to call you when you realized it's San Antonio?
It was a pretty unique night. You know, we gathered as a coaching staff at our facility. We had 3 TVs on. And ordered some pizzas and watched all 3 games at once to kind of figure out what was going to happen. And we had done some preliminary scouting on each of the 3 teams that were really possible last night, meaning Denver, Minnesota, and the Spurs. And as the games unfolded, it became a little clearer. But then all of a sudden, Minnesota comes storming back, or Denver comes storming back, and. So, you know, we literally didn't know until the very end. And at that point, it was just relief. We could finally get to work, and we stayed for another couple hours and put together some of our game plan, and then gathered again this morning to finish up the game plan. So it's good. I mean, we finally were able to get to work.
I'd love for you, if you would please, to share that game plan with us.
No, I think I'll pass, but thanks for the offer. Very nice of you.
Absolutely. You know,
platform.
We're just inviting you to share your game plan to beat the San Antonio Spurs. It's the least you could do for us. But look, you know, I mean, this really is something else. It came all the way down to game number 82 to find out who the opponent was. In any way, shape, or form, is that a disadvantage or an advantage to you, since pretty much everyone else was in that boat too? Do you feel that the Warriors turn around series prep faster, as fast, not as fast as other NBA teams?
Every year is just different, and we didn't know who we were playing, and neither did the Spurs. And now each team gets 2 days to prepare. So that's it. I mean, there's no advantage or disadvantage. It just kind of is what it is.
You send in Popovich like Napa wine tour information, maybe throw him off his game, confuse him a little bit.
I don't think he needs any information on the wine tour front. He's already done them all, pretty sure.
What do you tell a guy like Quinn Cook, who's going to be playing a pivotal playoff role for the first time in his career? He's got to be just chomping at the bit for this moment. He's got to be a little worried about it, too. I mean, after all, he's human, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody gets nervous during the playoffs, and that just shows you're ready. If you're not nervous, you're not prepared well enough, and you should have some butterflies, and I'm sure Quinn will have those. But the main message is keep being aggressive. You know, I thought his first couple games as a starter with us, he was a little tentative. We knew he had it in him to be more aggressive, and once he kind of broke out, he was amazing. And he's got to have that same approach during the playoffs. It doesn't matter, playoffs or regular season, you know, let that thing fly.
Steve Kerr, Warrior head coach here on 95.7 The Game. How do you feel heading into this playoffs versus the last 3 years? Is it a much different feeling? Is it the same kind of feeling? Is there a palpable difference given the parameters which you step into this postseason in?
Everything's different every year. There's just circumstances that are different, whether it's your opponent or your own health. Or, you know, the first year we went in 2015, we had won 67 games, but we had never been in the playoffs together, our coaching staff and those players. So I think there was just some interest in how this was going to play out. And in the last couple of years, it felt much more natural, like, all right, we've done this, we've been here. And this year, that's what it feels like to me. Like, we know exactly who we are and where we've been. We just happen to have some extenuating circumstances this year with the injuries and the lineup changes over the last month. So it's not as smooth, but, that's just what it is. So we go and accept the challenge.
It's time to talk a little semantics with you. When people talk about the Warriors flipping the switch, and I mean, I'm so sick and tired of that phrase. I'm guessing you've heard it once or twice yourself. But flipping the switch, what does that even mean to you, Coach? When you hear flip the switch, are you thinking Curry hitting threes in the back of your mind, or is that a defensive statement more than it is an offensive statement? Where is your switch? Where do you think the Warriors' switch is?
It's a defensive mindset, and that's what's gotten away from us the last month. Some of that is the injuries. We've thrown out so many different starting rotations. We've had so many guys miss time. But some of it is also that we haven't played a meaningful game in a while, unless there's something really on the line, you're not going to be as sharp. You're just not. It's like exhibition season. You're not going to be as sharp as you are opening night. And so I think this is, this is good for us that the playoffs are here. The meaning is back. So what I'm looking for is defensive intensity, sharp rotations. We are a great defensive team when we're right. And if we're going to win in the playoffs, we need to be great again defensively. And that's what I'm looking at.
How's your in-house spy Nick Kerr doing picking apart the San Antonio Spurs?
Yeah, I told Pop today we've let him go as a spy. His intel just hasn't been very good anyway. And we felt like we weren't getting our bang for our buck, so we let him go.
Maybe he can just make life harder on everyone. He can like unplug TVs and kick over ball racks at practice, like go real basic animal stuff.
I think maybe you're onto something. It's sort of a less sophisticated spy. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. a klutzy driven comedy, not a sophisticated comedy. Head coach Steve Kerr here. We were talking about defensive intensity, and obviously that's a conversation that Draymond has to start. Has Draymond been the fire-breathing dragon that you've needed him to be on nights where you've asked him to maybe even be a little bit more of that? I was really surprised. I wasn't surprised that you lost in Utah. I was surprised by the effort level, the disinterest level, the white flag of the whole game. It was surprising. And obviously, it's all behind us now. Playoffs are starting. But I even heard you on the pregame telling Tim that you wanted to see the basics, rotations, boxing out, sliding over to help. And you didn't get a lot of that in Utah. Did you feel betrayed by that effort level?
Not betrayed, just disappointed. We've been trying to paint this the last couple of weeks as kind of tune-up time. Let's sharpen up. But it's just not the same, as I said, as I going through a scrimmage. And so I didn't think the effort was great. I do know this, that I've known Draymond for 4 years now. The guy brings it when it's time. He brings it, and that's who he is. That's what's in his heart. I mean, he's such a competitor, one of the all-time great competitors I've ever seen. And I know that he's going to have it on Saturday afternoon, and he's going to be breathing that fire that you talked about.
What about that start time on Saturday? That's a little peculiar, isn't it?
Yeah, early. I think we did this a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. When we played New Orleans in 2015, opening round, it was a noon game on a Saturday. We had a really quick turnaround. It was a kind of a bizarre preparation for our first playoff series. And, it just is what it is. Both teams are doing it, and you're not used to playing at noon anytime, but especially for a playoff game, it adds a little bit of a dynamic difference. But you just got to go play.
Will you have a curfew for your players on Friday night?
I'm just laughing, thinking about the guys' faces if I told them that they had a curfew. That would be great.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to tell them that they do have a curfew, but you're spelling it K-E-R-R-F-E-W. Your curfews are more stylistic than others.
I'm sorry, Damon. I don't think that one's going to go over that well with the team.
Well, you know,
I get the play. The play on words, you know, it's cute and everything, but I'm not going with it. Sorry.
When's the last time you were given a curfew on an NBA roster? Phil Jackson, a curfew guy?
Never. Lenny Wilkins gave us a curfew in Cleveland.
Lenny
would have been about 1989 or 90, and. Yeah, that was a surprise. I mean, I was just a young guy. I was like in my second or third year in the league, so it didn't bother me, but the vets weren't real thrilled about it.
Lenny won some games in his days.
Lenny knew what he was doing, for
yes.
sure.
Yes, he did. Steve, you know, it's been such a fun regular season with you. You're a magnificent guest, and I hope we have made that abundantly clear every time we've talked to you. Not just from an answer back and forth standpoint. You're so easy to get on the phone. You're easier to get on the phone than people that we work with at 95.7 The Game. And it's just a pleasure to deal with you. Thank you so much. You and the Warriors have obviously been so good to us. You continue to be good to our audience. You, Raymond Ritter, have concocted yet another pair of tickets to be given away for the first game against the Spurs. And we thought we would involve you in the giveaway that we're going to do tomorrow. I'm going to ask you for your favorite magic word, Steve. What is your favorite magic word? Like alakazam, alakadabra, ala peanut butter sandwiches. If you were a magician, what would be your magic word?
That's a tough question. I'm pretty vanilla. Yeah, we're just going to go abracadabra.
There you go. That is Steve's answer. The first person to give me a call tomorrow with that correct answer, when we ask for it, will receive a pair of tickets to the Game 1 opener against San Antonio on Saturday. Steve, thank you so much, not just for today, but for all year long. You really are just one of our favorite conversations of the week, and thanks for being so good to me.
Thanks, Damon. I've enjoyed it, and thanks to all our fans out there for the support. It's always, always awesome to be here in the Bay Area, just feeling that support from all the Dubs fans, so appreciate it to everybody.
Go get them, Coach.
All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Again, that magic word, he even said, it's vanilla, but he's going with abracadabra. Steve Miller Band fans just nodding in agreement. Big fans of that answer. I wonder if Steve liked the Steve Miller Band.
Yeah, we're just going to go abracadabra.
Abracadabra it is. I was going to maybe go with...
That's fine.
Of course you are.
But that's just me. I'm a little biased towards my...
That's fine!
Of course, Golden State Warriors are not the only team to get their playoffs underway this week. We got the Sharks and Ducks happening tonight. The Sharks, 34 power play goals against. 5 fewer than anyone else in the league. I'm going to do all of this in Canada speak, eh? Sharks lost 5 of their final 6, you know. But they did win 8 in a row at one point there, and that is good news. Hopefully that is the Sharks team that shows up tonight. Sharks took 3 of 4 in the regular season from the Ducks. 3 of the 4 decided in shootouts, so all the games were close. This should be a pretty interesting opening round in the NHL. Did you see that Las Vegas's one true sports team, professional sports team, last night? What a raucous crowd the Golden Knights had. You see that game?
Yeah.
Do you see the intro? Whoa. That place was fired up. There will never be a team that means as much to the city of Las Vegas as those Golden Knights mean. Let me just tell you that right now. That was fantastic. What true hometown, this is our team energy from the city of Las Vegas. Really the only professional opportunity they're ever going to get to feel that way. But we move on.
That's fine.
Always good stuff from Steve Kerr. Remember his magic word. We're going to ask for it tomorrow. First person to call in is going to go Game 1, Warriors and Spurs, which means you'll probably be like, what, 4, 5, 6 at the worst you would fear games away from getting to Steph Curry, if indeed he is going to go in the second round. Here's what Bob Myers had to say about Curry's injury and how it was progressing.
He's got to be able to go at full speed. And that's where you get to the point, when can you do that? Because he was running diagonally from court to court, and it was a pretty good pace. It wasn't, I don't think he was sprinting. And he was doing some things, and I thought, I didn't know he could do that. But until he's able to cut hard or even get to the point where he's going through non-contact stuff, we don't really know. But this Saturday, I guess a few days from now, we'll have a better gauge of, okay, let's reevaluate him in another week or whatever it might be at the four-week clip. But I mean, I think it's going to be, like has been said, which is the first round is unlikely for sure. And then after that, it's really hard to say.
So, you know, it's a wait and see. It's officially a wait and see. I hope he's okay. You know, we asked Steve Kerr what his definition of the switch was. You know, Warriors got to hit that switch and they should be okay. Steph Curry might be the human embodiment of the switch. It's up to him. He is the switch. But no, he said it was a defensive mindset. That's where it comes from. That's where it needs to be born from. That's where you get great Warrior basketball. I hope he's right. I hope that they can just get to the playoffs and say, you know what? This is our DNA. This is who we are. We're about to turn an entire season of evidence that we're not quite who we were into a mirage. The Warriors are about to destroy the world of basketball. If that does happen, it's going to be remarkable. It's going to be remarkable. And I guess we'll never, ever, 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 ever have to worry about this team again.
I will not doubt them ever.
No, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to get worked up over any losses next year if this happens this year. Be very interesting to see it all happen and finally play out. We've been waiting, waiting, waiting for the postseason. It begins on Saturday. Thank goodness.
I know. I am so ready.
I'm ready, you're ready, we're ready. We just need to see the Warriors ready to go. I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve for Quinn Cook. There's going to be a very good coach working against them in Greg Popovich. There's going to be the time it's going to take for this team to really just be themselves again. I don't think they come out and in the first quarter. First quarter, game one is over. They lead San Antonio by 18 points. I'll be shocked. I don't think that can happen without Steph. But he better be able to refocus them. Better be able to do that. I think he will. I hope he will. We've been talking about Reuben Foster, of course, today. A huge part of today's headlines for all the wrong reasons. Reuben Foster is officially now John Lynch's first big test. And I don't know if there is a right way to pass or fail this test. Whatever anyone says, as definitively as the right answer, the very next text or tweet has something completely opposite is the definitive right answer. It depends on who you talk to. Depends on what kind of mood they're in. The accusations being leveled against Reuben Foster feel like I've heard enough. You can go ahead and cut bait with him right now. But as I've said in the past, this is a business decision, and you cannot be swift and irrational with business decisions. There are ramifications that you might not even have considered, that might not even be worth considering among rational people. But the NFL is not built with rational people. It's built with football people. And football and rational thinking and football are very odd bedfellows. I'm sure you've heard by now, all you had to do was wake up and check Twitter this morning. Reuben Foster charged with three felonies, not misdemeanors, felonies. It is something else. Charges of domestic violence, an allegation that he inflicted great bodily injury, forcefully attempting to prevent a victim from reporting a crime, possession of an assault weapon, all three of those felonies. In addition, he was charged with a misdemeanor possession of a large-capacity weapon magazine. He physically attacked his live-in girlfriend. He bruised her, ruptured her eardrum. dragged her by her hair, physically threw her out of the house, and punched her in the head 8 to 10 times. It's just, it's enough to where you'd say, if that happened to my daughter, I'd probably grab a gun. Foster appeared in court today. Richard Sherman was in court to support him. He was ordered to have no contact with a woman involved in the case, who is his live-in girlfriend. A plea hearing set for April 30th. Officials say he could face more than 11 years in prison. So why haven't the 49ers already cut him? After all, this arrest comes on the heels of yet another incident in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, where he was charged with second-degree marijuana possession, which, around here, ho-hum. No one gives a damn. But these other issues, people more than give a damn, especially now, especially in 2018. This is not the world we grew up in. This is the world that we now live in, and it is a different world. But the NFL is slow, very slow, to meet the public on its daily, moment-by-moment, minute-by-minute, incident-by-incident outrage. Not one level decision that you make against player X applies to player Y, especially if player Y is coming off a rookie year where he suggests he might be a future Pro Bowler. But Damon, I hate that, and you're wrong for even saying it. Hey, I hate that I'm saying it, and I'm not right, or I'm not wrong for saying it, because it's the truth. This guy was second on the team in tackles and only played 10 games. Now, John Lynch can't ignore that any more than he can ignore the damning accusations against him. He has things to weigh. He has football decisions. I know what you want to say. Look, I know what I would do. I know what my employers would do. I know what my boss would do. A guy like this, forget about being cut or fired. They'd be arrested. They'd be behind bars. Reuben Foster has enough money to make this go away. And before you say, Damon, that's ridiculous, go ahead and look back at your recent football court case history. Tell me how many guys you see actually putting on the funny suits and going to the Gray Bar Motel. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. You never see, well, I don't say never, you rarely see the athlete who, what do you know? He left the courtroom heading to prison this afternoon. There's a certain amount of money, which means court's going to look at you different. And he's got that money. That's why I'm surprising. It's the evidence against him must be so damning, must be so open and shut as far as the Santa Clara District Attorney is concerned. This is a bold move.
Yeah.
By them to come after him like this, they must think they have him dead to rights.
I mean, right? Because, I mean, if they didn't have that kind of evidence, why would they press charges? Seems logical.
It certainly does. I look at this and I think it's a shame that the 49ers, who for the first time in a really long time got to enjoy, for the better part of 6 months, a really positive news cycle. Like, people are feeling good about the Niners. People are feeling good about Jimmy G. People are feeling good about John Lynch and the decisions that he's made. Now he is faced with a decision that is going to leave half the audience saying he did the right thing and half the audience calling him another Neanderthal, just another football guy in a fancy suit, Stanford Schmanford. He's just like the rest of them. And you know what? It's kind of his job to make sure that football drives this decision, not public outrage. Damon, who cares about the organization? The guy running it. The guy running the organization cares about the organization. You know, if John Lynch wants to go be a trailblazer in swift discipline and justice, you'd think that that would be fantastic. Wouldn't that be something you'd be proud of? What if it prevented you from 15 different free agents even coming to take a look at you going forward because they think that, hey, the Niners just said, the minute something goes wrong, they're going to cut bait. I don't think I want to go ahead and go to business there.
Or it could prevent players from doing something like this again. Like, if you're going to, if this is what, if I mess up, I'm getting cut from a team, regardless of how good I am, that might make you think twice.
You'd think that that would be how this works, but that, I just don't feel that that's the way that it would work. It wouldn't work at, I don't think players would turn around and be like, that's a team I want to be a part of. They would turn around and say, that's probably a destination I should avoid. Because these guys have been playing football their whole lives, and they know that a locker room full of choir boys need not apply.
So if they, so they have the mentality of they'd rather go into it being a bad, like, misbehaving.
Here's the thing.
Can't wrap my head around that.
Football players don't care. They want to win. That's it. That's all. Good guy, help them win. Bad guy, help them win. Do not care. Not one of them. Maybe one of them, but they keep quiet about that. Period. This is not friendly, happy-go-lucky, your HR meeting applies to it stuff. It's a different world. It's nasty. And sometimes nasty decisions come to the forefront. And here we are with another one for the 49ers. When things had been going so well. John Lynch, good luck. Good luck.
Woo! Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Great to have you here. Thanks so much for tuning on in today. We got you to 7 o'clock tonight. If you missed Steve Kerr, who joined us at 5 o'clock, we're going to have him for you again in about an hour from right now. We'll have our Kerr replay at 6:30. And if you need more Warriors, after all, they are playoff bound and will meet the Spurs. Game 1 is Saturday. More coming up tonight, Beyond the Arc at 7 o'clock with Tim Roy. Happens here on 95.7 The Game. No A's Mariners. That's tomorrow, not tonight. After being shut out in L.A. on Tuesday, the A's beat the Dodgers by 10 runs last night. 16-6, your final. 21 hits. Simeon and Lowry each had 4 RBIs. A win and an RBI for Daniel Mengden and his handlebar mustache. I guess that's more like a Snidely Whiplash mustache than it is a handlebar mustache. It's a Raleigh must. Yeah, it's like it's the waxed, turned-up curl.
It's kind of awesome.
It's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. The A's have 3 in Seattle over the weekend. Then they come home to play the whole Major League sock drawer. They've got 3 against the White Sox before they have 3 against the Red Sox. Giants and Padres, that's going to happen tonight. Chris Stratton against Brian Mitchell. They lost 7-3 to the Diamondbacks last night. The good news is that Suarez looked good in his Major League debut despite taking the loss. Buster Posey's leading the National League in hitting right now. He's hitting close to 400. Bad news, Evan Longoria is hitting close to 100. Tonight in San Diego, the first game of a 10-game road trip through San Diego, Arizona, and then they go to Otaniville, which is now known as Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of Los Angeles, of the Angels of Southern California, of the Otani Prefecture. They're going to Los Angeles to take on the Angels after that. 10-game roadie. 888-957-9570. You want playoffs? You get them tonight. Sharks and Ducks. We know who we'll be rooting for.
Ducks for it.
That's our guy. My text line is full of, but what about Tremaine Brock? But what about Alden Smith? But what about Ruben Fought? But what about, there's a lot of but what about. I'm not interested. They're not connected to each other. Stop. That's one of the biggest problems with America is no one can talk about a single subject. Because as soon as you bring up what you're talking about, someone's like, yeah, but what about? And their but what about is a changing of the subject entirely. We're talking about Reuben Foster. That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about anyone. This isn't about Ray McDonald. This isn't about anyone else. This isn't about Ray Carruth. This isn't about Ray Lewis. This isn't about anyone other than Reuben Foster. But what if that young lady was the daughter or sister of one of the 49ers decision makers? Would it still be a football decision? I don't know. Don't ask stupid questions that are irrelevant to the topic. But what if it was Jed York's wife? Huh? All right, well, thank you. Yeah, probably that would be enough. That would do it right there. We're never going to be able to talk about anything if everyone's going to just change the subject as soon as things get spicy. text line, sometimes I love you. Hey, Damon. What about Klay Thompson's brother?
And now the 0-1 to Puig is driven to center deep. Thompson back at the track. He will turn. It is caught by Thompson. An unbelievable leaping catch over the wall in his A's starting debut against his former club. And he robs Yasiel Puig of a two-run home run. Welcome to the Oakland A's, Trace Thompson.
But what about that call by Ken Korak? Can you find me a better one? How about the call courtesy of Instagram from Trace's brother, Clay, himself?
Okay. Good pick. Good hit. Okay. Okay. Woo! Woo! No, no!
Love it.
No, no!
Love it.
No, no!
No, no!
No, no!
No, no!
No, no!
I love Clay.
That's the most excited I've heard Clay get about anything.
I was thinking that too. I was like, oh, wow.
It's the only time I've ever heard him break the too cool for school character persona that he's got out there. Seriously, this is Clay on New Year's Eve.
Okay. Good pick. Good hit. Okay. Okay. Woo! Woo! No, no!
By the way, how good does it feel for Tristan Thompson to walk back into Dodger Stadium, the team that said goodbye, and then let them know.
No, no.
Trace.
Yeah, Trace. Did I say Tristan? He's got his other problems. He's got his own,
he's got his own issues.
By the way, he never says.
No, no.
Tristan Thompson?
Should.
Tristan Thompson, he's like.
No, no.
He's like, yes, yes.
Yeah, that had to be pretty cool for Trace, though.
Yeah. Trace Thompson's highlight is.
No, no.
Tristan Thompson's highlight is.
Oh, man.
Very simple. Again, San Jose Sharks highlight is...
That's fine.
Tristan Thompson.
No, no.
Trace Thompson.
Oh, man.
Poor Warriors. Or, excuse me, I said poor Cavaliers. Poor Cavaliers.
They'll work it out.
Seriously. You're going to go ahead. You want to go ahead and... You want to finally be getting ready for the playoffs. And you got TMZ around your locker room.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Hey, LeBron, how you feeling about that first round matchup? And how about Khloe Kardashian? I mean, really, let's get into that subject. Jeez. Tristan, buddy, next time you should probably keep it in your pants.
No, no.
Yes.
No, no.
Yes.
No, no.
I don't understand. I don't understand. You've got all that Kardashian cream cheese just waiting for you at home, and you're out there sampling other frosting?
No, no.
Oh, come on. It kind of sucks. She's pregnant. I feel bad for her. I mean, she knew what she was getting into. She knew.
No,
I still feel bad. She's, you know, she's pregnant. They're having a baby. They're bringing a baby into all this drama. Ugh.
Hey, is it his kid? Do we know that for sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, let me call Khloe. Hang on. Hey, girl.
By the way, are they married?
No, no.
No. Yeah, pretty sure it's his baby.
Next time you're thinking about feeling yourself, Tristan, next time you're like,
I think I got my swagger back. Oh.
You're going to want to pump the brakes.
No, no.
Oh, no. You saw that video. He's not feeling it himself. He's got plenty of ladies doing it for him.
Yeah. It felt like they were...
he was busy.
They were investigating piping and plumbing options.
Is that what it's called these days?
No, no.
Only in polite company. Let's go to Idris and Hayward. Idris, thanks very much for the call. What do you got?
What's going on? Wow. A lot on the Niners, but I'll start with the Warriors. I'm really curious how Durant's going to carry himself in this first round, because if there was anything good that's come out of this, it's the unappreciation for Steph Curry and what he does for the Warriors. Like last year, they were talking about, oh, KD's the number two bet. Well, everything's easy when you've got enough attention going to Curry, but that's neither here nor there. The whole Ruben Foster thing is really disgusting, but I don't get is how everybody's putting this on the Niners. Any player at any given time can do something stupid and it makes the organization look bad. The Niners are doing what's in their best interest, because as crazy as it sounds, if they cut him right now, Damon, how many people will be lined up to wait for this to drop and then pick him back right up? That's all I got. Take care.
And that is, here's the deal. Like, if the NFL was really serious, I mean, actually serious about using its station in the world to make the world a better place, the commissioner of the NFL would have a rule that says, if one team cuts you due to domestic violence issues that you are found guilty of, you can never play in this league again. Take out the fear of, if I say goodbye to a player and then that player is either through time, legal system, whatever exonerates that player or puts the player back onto the, he can now play in the NFL pile. Teams don't want to get burned by the guy they let walk away. If you said that the guy who you let walk away never plays again, maybe that makes decisions a little bit easier, but then you're denying, you know, what if somebody served their time? Don't they have the right to make a living if they've done the proper things that are included in contrition? This is seriously, it's a mess. I mean, if you're the 49ers, you are so pissed off right now.
Oh, definitely. What's up with the distraction?
And maybe that alone will be enough to just move on. Maybe that alone will be the overriding, we don't care what the ramifications are, enough is enough. We took the risk and extended the benefit of the doubt on the day we drafted. We're moving on right now.
And there were red flags in the beginning. They can't be that surprised.
I got a buddy of mine who is a Niner season ticket holder, is as much of a diehard Niner fan as anyone I've ever met. He is not the kind of guy who's looking to the NFL to teach morality lessons.
Moral compass.
This guy's hardcore football. And he wrote me. He's like, you know what? Just release him. Release him. Draft Smith. Move on. It's simple. You said it in the past. Things are now positive. Let's keep them positive. If he buys his way out of this charge, that doesn't mean he's innocent. He's played 10 games for us. We owe him nothing.
I agree.
And that guy's pretty hardcore.
Focus on finding someone who can replace him. And the thing is, if he is found guilty, he could be facing 11 years in prison.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
That is a big, big number the DA's office put in front of him. 888-957-9570. This is Steven in Santa Clara. What do you got, Steven?
Hey, first of all, can I get a Donskoy?
Yes, absolutely.
Donskoy!
Heck yeah, that's needed every day, especially now that we're in the playoffs. Shout out to the Sharks.
That's fine.
Also, yes, sir. Also, I'd like to say shout out to Richard Sherman for showing a little bit of support for the boy. You know, the way the law works is proven until innocent until proven guilty. So, just to bring up like an example, Gianna can go ahead and call the cops on you right now. Guarantee they're going to come and pick you up. And if they don't find anything, they're probably still going to pull up a case. The DA is still probably going to pull up a case on you. So,
you know, Steven, I don't want you to use your phone call as some sort of public announcement and cautionary tale of the woman who's looking to put the professional athlete behind bars because she's spiteful. I appreciate you listening, man. Thank you very much. But for the DA to press charges like this, something happened. Okay? It is rare an NFL player gets the book thrown at him like this. This is an outlier incident. This isn't normal standard operating procedure. So you would think that there is overwhelming conviction in the Santa Clara DA's office that they've got Reuben Foster by his huevos.
It's serious. Very serious.
This is beyond anything. Look at it this way. The Niners haven't dealt with a legal issue this serious since Ray McDonald. That was pretty serious, too. But when Ray McDonald was really stepping into the serious light, he had already been moved on from by the 49ers. He was the Chicago Bears problem by then. Hey, Damon, can we get a Steph Donskoy Clay mashup? No, not
no, no.
Too much.
No, no.
No, that's no.
No, no.
No. We were not going to do that, but if we did, it would sound something like this. First name Stephen, last name Curry.
No, no. Donskoy. No, no. Donskoy.
You're welcome. See, we got to keep the levity around when we got serious topics.
Yes.
Larry Taxi, what do you got, Larry?
Welcome to Damon Bruce Show. Welcome to Damon Bruce Show.
Welcome to Lithuania. Welcome to Lithuania. Welcome to
Lithuania. Hey, guys. I'm driving home out of the cab, and I just wanted to say that, Warrior fans, don't worry about it. It's a little Warrior time, but it should be all right.
The phone's killing us, Larry. We can hardly hear you. We got to say goodbye.
No, no.
Sorry, seriously, he all of a sudden it sounded like he was ordering a Burger King or something. Is it a drive-through window? Sorry about that, man. Derek is in Tracy. Derek, you're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
Good. What's going on, my man?
You know.
Look, I'm a 49er fan. I've been a 49er fan my entire life. Through the golden era, I'll be 43 next month. They got to let this guy go. They drafted him to be the leader of the defense, and this is not leadership quality. I know he can play. I know he can do all of these great things, and I do believe in second chances, but you have to look at the big picture. The 49ers are headed in one direction, and we do not need a weight at our ankles holding us back. And that's what this can become. So they need to do the right thing. They need to let him go. Hopefully he can get himself together, find himself back in the league. But the 49ers don't need this.
Appreciate your call, man. Thank you very much for listening. A lot of people agree with you. A lot of people feel like you do. I'm just telling you that the 49ers, even if they agree with you on one hand, won't do what you're saying on the other, because asset protection is the name of the game.
Well, I think they just want to see how it all plays out as well.
There's time.
Yeah, they need to see what's going to happen. But they're going to pay attention. I think they even said in their press release, they've got their eyes are on you, Ruben.
Yeah. No, this guy has put himself in a tenuous position. They will be monitoring the situation closely, but there really is no reason to make a decision that you can't come back from today. Someone's like, it's outrageous that he's still on the team. No, it's not outrageous at all. It's outrageous that you were reading a column that suggested it's outrageous and convinced you it's outrageous. Like, I know Tim Kawakami's very upset. He is just throwing darts at Jed York and company today. And Killian's got to be furious this afternoon, right? It's April 12th. There is no reason to make a decision on your 52-man roster on April 12th. But what about this? Well, there's no reason to make a decision before the legal system plays out. But wouldn't they be rewarded with good news or good press if they did? Good press doesn't get you to wins in the NFL. Good players do. And that's why they're dragging their feet, wanting to see the dust settle on everything. For those of you who say it's outrageous he's still on the team, what if he really gets his day in the court for whatever reason? All three felony charges are dropped and only the gun charge sticks. What then? What then? Are you happy that they just cut a guy who looks like a potential Pro Bowl linebacker over a weapons charge?
Well, maybe she drops him. We don't know what the reason behind it could be.
We don't know, and that's why I do not like anybody talking about what happened between these two people with authority. I don't know. I wasn't there. You know, I was asked earlier, what if we had an image? What if we had Ray Rice grainy elevator footage of this moment? Would it change how we felt? And I'm going to answer that honestly. Yeah, it probably would. But if you want to go back to the but what about game, but what about Joe Mixon, who had a tape of him knocking out a girl in college, didn't prevent him from getting drafted or having a pretty good year? What about what's his name, the speed demon from Kansas City? Was it Tyreek Evans? Tyreek Hill, thank you very much. Yeah, Tyreek Hill. That guy, he had a terrible incident with a woman. He's in the league. Did we have videotape? I don't think we had videotape. Videotape's pretty damning. Videotape changes how people feel about things. Damon, it's the right thing to do. Bye-bye to Foster. Send a message to all the young kids that crime doesn't pay. I wish it were that simple. It isn't. It isn't that simple. The message you are sending to everyone on your team that we're going to go ahead and we're going to be done with you before the legal system even reaches an indisputable conclusion about your guilt or innocence. It's not a precedent you want your new general manager to set as he embarks on free agency and interviews and that. You just don't want it. Look, I'm telling you, you think you want it, but you don't. Not if you're a football fan who showed up to watch your team win football games. Damon, how dare you say this is about football? This is a sports station.
Well, Niners are in the business of football. That is going to be the number one thing for
them. That's it.
That's just how it plays out. I don't like it. I mean, I don't at all. I agree with tons of the text messages today. A lot of the calls who say that he should be cut. It's time to move on. I totally agree with that. But I don't own the Niners, and I don't have to like it.
No. And you fans don't have to like it either. I know the vast majority of you don't. They have put the 49ers in a just incredibly awkward position. John Lynch, this is the thanks you get for drafting this turkey in the first place. What's, I think, even more disappointing about it is go back to all that we learned about Reuben Foster from his locker room conversations, from interviews, from podcasts. The guy was delightful.
He knows how to turn it on.
Absolutely delightful. In all interactions with the media, with his teammates, all signs were pointing to this is a good guy. And then this. And then this. Unbelievable. Damon, the Santa Clara DA has pressed charges. He is done. Well, he's probably got enough money to hire a lawyer. That means these charges are a little tougher to stick than you might think they would be, because money talks in this legal system.
He does have a plea hearing April 30th.
And I'm sure that the 49ers are waiting for the result of that before going on with a can't move back. You're halfway across the desert. You got to finish. Then there's no reason for the Niners to be halfway across the desert on this on April 12th. Not when his next hearing's not until May 30th.
April 30th.
April 30th. You know when the first football game of the year is? It's so far away. Of course you don't know when the first game of the year is. It's that far away. They have time. They will use all the time given to them to make this decision. Maybe they already know what they're going to do, but to cover their own rear ends, they're going to take all the time that they need to make this decision. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got one more. We got one more hour, and it's right around the corner. Steve Kerr is going to be a part of it coming up at 6:30. We are going to have much more for you as we move along here. It's time to look at what the Warriors got. They got the Spurs. Feels like the right team for them to start with. What could possibly go wrong? Well, we'll look at that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.